The easiest way to understand it is that they go high and wide, and we go low and narrow. And so by that, I mean theirs is an elevated structure. It's being proposed to be built by a company that builds elevated bridges. Ours actually goes under each of the intersections. We cut a groove down below, so it's at what they call grade level. It's not raised in any way. So we go under the intersections. They go over all those intersections from 25 up to 35 feet in the air.
And what's the benefit of that versus building an elevated highway, do you think?
Well, it's much less impactful from the standpoint that it's a much narrower slice of the highway. It's eight lanes wide as opposed to up to 12 plus lanes wide. And so there's not nearly as much being done to the environment on either side of the highway. It also, from a purely aesthetic standpoint, preserves all of the natural beauty that currently exists along that way and on our side, on the western section, which is very natural. And then on the eastern section also, it provides the ability to see left to right across the highway and preserves what we believe is the commerce base there with the tax base, with the businesses.
So the elevation of 280 in the state's plan, that's something that you're opposed to. Anything else in the state's plan that you don't like?
Well, there's a number of things that I think in the state plan don't really, they haven't been proven out. For instance, there's a series of environmental studies that they're required to do by the EPA. And there's a group that's checked into that, and they've indicated, the EPA has indicated that LDOT is only doing a portion of those studies. Actually, it's the Southern Environmental Law Center has gotten involved on their own because they're concerned that not all the proper environmental steps are being taken. And part of that condition of those studies is that they look at alternative plans, which would mean they would actually come to us and encourage us to share with them their plans. Which hasn't happened to date.
You've cited LDOT for not doing these environmental studies, noise studies, et cetera, on their proposal. Do you have plans to do these studies for what you're proposing?
Well, how that works actually is in the studies that I was proposing, they're obligated to look at alternatives other than an elevated toll road. So they would actually bring our plan in and examine it. And then in the context of their own business practice, if that was adopted, they would do an environmental study based on that plan, if that makes sense. We're just a citizens group that says, here's an alternative. We hired a traffic consultant, a nationally recognized traffic consultant, to come up with an alternative plan. But that plan would have to be adapted by LDOT. And then LDOT would do an environmental study on whatever plan they went forward with. It wouldn't be our obligation to do that.
When you think of any of the world's great cities, even the ones with well-developed mass transit systems, there's still congestion. Do you think that the congestion down a road like 280, that's just a fact of urban life, that you're going to have areas where there's going to be congestion no matter what you do with the highway itself?
Yeah, I think there'll always be congestion. Historically, that's been the case. I think the concern now is that we're getting to the point where the highway has to be so massive, 12 lanes wide, and an elevated portion, that as you open up that access, you know, it's being posed as something to relieve current volume. But when you do that, it's kind of like, if you build it, they will come. I mean, if you build that access point, the communities, the 1,000-plus unit communities will be built out Chelsea Way, and they'll refill that volume. And we'll be exactly where we were before. And so what's happening in America now is there's urban planning where they say, well, how do we manage this but do it in an environmentally sensitive context? How do we add light rail so that we're managing the traffic flow? We're not just charged with building bigger and wider highways.
Do you think we could end up in a situation where there just isn't the political support to do either what you're proposing or what the state's doing, and we just end up with a status quo?
I think what we have here is, for the first time that I know of, I've lived here almost 20 years, where you have multiple municipalities coming together and talking about the same issue with regards to this highway just goes through all of those communities. And I salute the governor in having raised that level of interest. But Rethink 280 is committed to continuing that dialogue. And we believe there is a fair alternative. We think that we now have these city councils and business groups interested. And I think that we're moving forward with a solution that everyone can agree on. That hasn't happened in the past because there hasn't been a group really like Rethink 280 that's willing to do that. So I do think there's a solution. I just don't think that this is the solution. I think this is being rushed through because the current administration's out of office at the end of this year, and they're trying to get something done very quickly. And I think they're cutting corners. And I think that's not the proper way to do it.